Elise Stefanik, House Republicans will hold Democrats accountable for failed coronavirus policies. By Hannah Blow on February 1, 2023. House Republicans will hold Democrats accountable for their failed coronavirus policies. Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, promised during a press conference this week. Stefanik, the House Republican Conference Chair, highlighted some of the efforts of the GOP-led House, specifically, legislation related to the Chinese coronavirus. This week, House Republicans are voting on legislation to restore our constitutional rights and freedoms after 2 long years of Democrats' COVID-19 power grab policies, she said, explaining that extended lockdowns caused irreparable damage in her state, particularly to children's development, financial strain on our small businesses, and unnecessary deaths among our most vulnerable seniors due to former disgraced Governor Andrew Cuomo's deadly and fatal nursing home order. Stefanik explained that Democrats essentially weaponized the federal government using the virus an excuse for the power grab, which featured vaccine mandates and abuse of U.S. tax dollars. As a result of that, Republicans are taking the first steps in holding the administration accountable, first by passing a bill acknowledging that the pandemic is, in fact, over. The GOP, she continued, will also pursue the Freedom for Healthcare Workers Act, which she said will end the coronavirus vaccine mandates imposed upon healthcare workers. House Republicans will also pass the Show Up Act. Americans across the country show up to work every day. There is no reason why federal employees should not be held to the same standard, she said, adding, House Republicans will deliver on our promises to hold Democrats accountable for their failed COVID-19 policies. Watch. The announcement comes as the Biden administration already begins to defy the efforts of House Republicans by stating its intention to extend the coronavirus emergencies, despite efforts from the GOP via H.R. 382, also known as the Pandemic is Over Act, and H.J. Reese.7, the latter of which would end the coronavirus national emergency. The Biden White House, however, is refusing to heed to the wishes of Republican lawmakers, extending the emergencies until May 11. Ironically, the Biden administration used the Title 42 border policy in its defense of extending the emergencies, admitting that removal of the policy, which the administration has tried to do, would cause a substantial additional inflow of migrants at the southwest border. The House Oversight and Accountability Committee is holding a hearing titled Federal Pandemic Spending, A Prescription for Waste, Fraud, and Abuse. Watch below.